Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Kvalam Abay, Sibilam and Gimel. The Chayyadim spoke about the positions that a person should place himself in while saying Tachanun, the Nefilas Apayim element of Tachanun. So we mentioned in the introduction a few points that, number one, a person should do Nefilas Apayim. He should be inclined forwards. So he's being Neufel Apanov, as opposed to bringing his hand or the covering up to him, he should bring himself down to the hand or the covering. So that's number one. Number two, the Chayyadim spoke about a person should be inclined to the right side or to the left side. Preferably a person should be inclined to the left side, but we have the problem of one who wears tefillin. So therefore a person who's a lefty who wears tefillin on his right arm would do the Nefilas Apayim on his left arm. So this raises just the question of when does a person who is a lefty, when does he switch to use his right hand, being the stronger hand, the more chashuv hand for him, and when does he use the left hand, which everybody else refers to as left? When does he use his right hand, when does he use his left hand? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in Hilchos Tefillin, in Masechtas Tefillin, we have a series of brises which cover various different topics. There's no Gemara on them, and they're referred to as the Masechtas Ketanos. They're usually published in the Shas together with the Masechtas of Avodah Zarah, and Ovis, and Adius, and Hurrius. So together with that, there's Masechtas Ketanos, which are published over there. So one of the Masechtas Ketanos is Masechtas Tefillin. So Masechtas Tefillin does talk about the issue of a left person versus a right-hand person. So there, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, based on the various different places where Halacha discusses these differences between the two, derives some rules, and it gives us some rules of knowing when you switch and when you don't switch. So any time that the purpose of using the right hand for the right-handed person, it's to show a chashivas, so then a person should use their left. The person who's a lefty would be showing the chashivas with their left hand. Anytime we're discussing right and left, representing a Kabbalistic concept of Hashem's right hand, which is the Midah of Chesed, over the left hand, which is the Midah of Gevura, so in those scenarios, there's no difference between a right-handed person and a left-handed person. Over here, the reason why a person leans on the left is because the Shekhina is to the Yamin, and therefore we should lean it. When we lean on our left, we lean with our head tilted towards the right. So that's the appropriate way to do that. So that's going to be true whether a person is right-handed or left-handed. Okay, and obviously by Mincha, that a person does not have tefillin, a person would be inclined on his left side. So we have so far Nefilas Apayim, a person has to be leaning forward, a person has to have his head tilted to the side. The third halacha is Kisei Apanim. We mentioned that there's, even though Mikra didn't, Kisei Apanim is not necessary, and the Prima Gadim says he doesn't know where we get this dinim Kisei Apanim, and he's not sure why we need to do it, because we are inclined to the side. But the Ramban Rambam says the minhag is to do both. So Kisei Apanim should be done. What can you use for Kisei Apanim? So we use our arm for Kisei Apanim. The Magen Avraham continues and says, you cannot use your own body to cover your body. It's not called covering. So a person would be wearing a short sleeve shirt, and you would use his forearm for Tachanun. He would not be a Mekayim element of Kisei Apanim. You don't have an option. According to the Prima Gadim, you don't need Kisei Apanim. But according to the Magen Avraham, which Mishnah Berurah passes, like that you need Kisei Apanim, that would not be a valid Kisei Apanim. Based on Kabbalah, a person should not use his hand, even if a person's wearing holding a handkerchief in his hand, a person should not use his hand, he should use his arm. It's considered sakana sefoshes, based on Kabbalistic reasons, to use one's hand. So a person should not do that. There were people historically who did it, but we do not follow that way of doing it. Which part of the arm should you use? for this kisi aponim. So, Mr. Chairman, the next year we'll talk about which part of the arm is appropriate part of the arm to use for kisi aponim.